Well, you're listening to Breakfast on Radio Adelaide, and today is the 2nd of August. Joining me in the studio to share something about this day in history is Breakfast producer Luke Marchioro. How are you doing this morning, Luke?
Good morning, Nick. Well, thank you. How are you?
Start again. I forgot to turn on your mic.
That's all right. Good morning. Yeah, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So, what have you learned about this day in history?
Well, today in 1997, ski instructor Stuart Diver was pulled from the wreckage of the collapsed Thredbo ski resort after the landslide. The rescue operation took more than 3 days and saw 1,350 volunteers and specialists assist in the operation.
Yeah, now just remind listeners, where is Thredbo?
I think Thredbo is a Victorian ski resort sort of in that type of that part of the world.
Victoria. So how did they know that Stuart was alive in all the rubble?
Well, initially the project was simply to clear away rubble, reduce the mess and look for any possible survivors. Eventually, Diver was found and the operation turned into a round-the-clock exercise to try and save his life. Diver was buried for more than 60 hours and his rescue was televised to millions around the country on news services.
Yeah, as it would be. What else did you find out about this day?
Well, in slightly less positive news, today saw the start of the Gulf War in 1990 when Iraq invaded Kuwait, sending more than 100,000 troops into the small country.
It was kind of like the initial war that triggered all that business in that part of the world that we're still embroiled in to this day. It's definitely a bit of a change in news, but the war didn't last too long, did it, that particular one?
No, only 6 weeks after a coalition of more than 30 countries led by George Bush in Iraq, they seem to go hand in hand in the United States, acted swiftly following economic sanctions from the United Nations.
This would be George Bush Sr. Well, let's pick things up and make it a little more positive. What else is August the 2nd known for?
Well, today in 1964, the Beatles single A Hard Day's Night reached number one on the charts for the first time. It remained there for 3 weeks, so I thought to celebrate the occasion, we would give that song a listen to today.
Fantastic idea. It's a great movie as well. It seems there's a Beatles number one for all 8 days of the week.